Hey, yo, this is Talib Kweli. You checking out DJ Matt Warner on Fresh Air, The Alternative.
From the mean streets of Alameda, California, straight out of Gold Coast, it's DJ Matt Warner.
This uplifting cinematic experience.
I've got something important to tell you, Matt.
The big story is...
Dig this and dig it deep.
What if I had the power to gather all my favorite MCs on the illest college radio station and distribute it for free? Inconceivable, unbelievable, yet as wild as it seems, the DJ Matt Warner Show is the show of your dreams. We keep it clean. No talk of Gantz, DeBrat, or Fitty's interference. We discuss social issues and dissect lyrics. Now I take whoever's cutting tight tracks and busting dope flows and present them to you unfiltered on the DJ Matt Warner Show. Hey, what's up? This is DJ Matt Warner. I'm really excited for tonight's show. I have my exclusive interview with Talib Kweli here on Fresh Air, The Alternative, University of Edinburgh Student Radio. So before I start my interview with the Brooklyn rapper Talib Kweli, first we have an introduction by Joe Cirillo. Joe, come on the line.
I think I was about 16. It was 1998 or 1999. And my older sister had just come from her new home in New York to visit our family in the San Francisco Bay Area. She was the one who opened my ears in the late 80s and early 90s to A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, KRS-One, and The Roots. The music blasting from her room next to mine, and also while cruising with her in her old blue Pontiac. She gave me a copy of Black Star's self-titled album, and I was transfixed by the cover imagery, the sepia-colored portraits of the two rappers, Mos Def and Talib Kweli, gazing into the distance. It was similar to Shepard Fairey's Obama poster. Below them stood a boombox blasting two giant red stars above a crowd, and the album's intro brings the cover to life as a DJ scratches over a jazz beat.
Black Star! We know where the real life documentarians are. Who, of course, the mighty Mos Def is a real life documentarian. Talib Kweli, real life documentary.
Statement that they make will determine what everybody else plays very shortly. You dig? And that's the way it goes. So here we go.
Since then, Mos Def and Talib Kweli have chronicled the experiences and philosophies of a generation with Black Star as their first chapter. Reading Kweli's liner notes about the track Thieves in the Night gave the album new meaning to me. Their lyrics were written to mirror a passage of Toni Morrison's novel The Bluest Eye, linking their words to the writers and leaders of America's civil rights movement and to the modern-day descendants of this movement. They rap over smooth beats with a critical tongue about the aggressive machismo behavior that has become mainstream in the rap world and in urban environments.
Not strong, only aggressive, not free, we only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite,
not who the nicest,
not good but well behaved,
chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave,
they're living like mental slaves,
hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis making you look twice.
The ability to poetically deconstruct the superficial, to blend subversive words with a philosophy based on social justice, and to still joyfully express one's own voice in the face of opposition, this became my armor, a way of turning the other cheek, this so-called way of the peaceful warrior. And in addition to being politically conscious, Black Star also mastered an incredibly diverse array of sounds, my favorite being the classic jazz melodies looped into a meditative beat. This became my zen. I viewed the album as an audio collection of modern-day proverbs. Mos Def's Children's Story, or track 5, is a parable warning against glam, glitz, and fast money. And in Respiration, Mos Def, Kweli, and Guest Common all struggle to find the divine within the confines of the streets. Kweli raps,
"Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away on the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory, not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary."
In 2000, I stayed over at my new high school buddy Matt Warner's home in Berkeley, California. I was rummaging through his library of hip-hop CDs and mixtapes, and my eye was caught by the sunset-colored painting on the cover of Talib Kweli and DJ Hi-Tech's Reflection Eternal, Train of Thought. Matt had me take it home, and he asked me to study the wordplay and lyricism. And 9 years later, I'm proud that Matt has continued to ride this train of thought, honoring the groundbreaking poets of our time with his Fresh Air broadcasts. And in today's episode, Matt sits down with the man, the legend, Talib Kweli. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to DJ Matt Werner on Fresh Air, The Alternative. We're coming at you from Edinburgh, Scotland, and we have Talib Kweli with us on a phone interview. And so, Talib, you've been very active this last year, and I've read most of the interviews you've conducted this last year online on everything from your song about Lauryn Hill, J Dilla, MCEO, and other projects. So I don't want to repeat many questions that have already been asked in these other interviews. But my listeners here in Scotland have had two main questions for you. One is on...
Black Star?
Black Star. They're wondering about a reunion album, or they're wondering if any more collaborations are coming up between you and Mos Def.
Well, Mos Def has the album coming out on Downtown Records. I don't know when, but it should be out shortly. We have a great song on it called History. I don't know when the next Black Star album will happen, but we certainly stayed active and stayed prolific on each other's records since the Black Star album has come out.
And in segueing off that, your fans here in Scotland were wondering, when is the second Reflection Eternal album coming out?
That'll be out this summer. There's a single that, well, not a single, me and Hot Tech did a song with Bootsy Collins just for fun that we put up. We blasted out on our Twitter pages, and we put up on my website, yeoftheblacksmith.com, for download, just to let the fans know that we will be coming soon. Right now I'm soliciting... I'm reading video treatments as we speak for the next Reflection Eternal single, and that's a project that's almost finished.
And how about Liberation 2? You've been dropping some really dope mixtapes in the last couple years, and fans were wondering about, will there be a Liberation 2 coming out?
Liberation 2, I've been working on it with Madlib. Madlib is real elusive, so it's hard to work with him sometimes. But, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how hard it is to work with Madlib. His tracks are that dope that it's always worth it in the end.
And now, because I'm a literature master's student here at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, I've been very interested in your lyrics ever since I first listened to your track Fortified Live back in 97. And I'm curious as to what your writing process is and how you come up with your similes.
Fortified Live, I mean, it's changed since then. When I wrote that song, I had like a book of rhymes, and I had a bunch of rhymes that I wanted to set to beats. And particularly in that song, you know, I try to stay relevant. So a lot of rappers were talking about their South American drug connections and stuff like that. Like a lot of the street rap was on that when I first came out. And that's why I make references to Assata Shakur and Cuba, because I wanted to show that, you know, show that the revolutionary aspect could be a lot more quote unquote gangster than the street aspect of it. So I try to write now. I just try to stay relevant to what people are thinking about, what people are talking about, and try to write to the track. The production, the music to me is king and should be respected as such. And the lyrics, as much as people like yourself appreciate great lyricism and entertainment and music that's done on stage in nightclubs where they got speakers and drinks are flowing, it's hard for people to concentrate on lyrics. So you have to figure out what you're doing to bring them into what you're saying, and that's making sure that it matches the music.
I'm curious as to how you define yourself as an artist. On your track Beautiful Struggle, you say they call me the political rapper, but you try and distance yourself from that title. But at the same time, you've come out and publicly supported Barack Obama, and you've dropped tracks like The Proud and more recently Take It Back, where you rap about Iraq, suicide bombers, and you also critique politicians. So I'm curious as to how do you define yourself as an artist, like political rapper or conscious rapper, or where do you see yourself fit in?
Well, you know, I mean, as an artist, you grow and change and you shift and you bend. And as an artist who makes music, I would really like to define myself as just a musician. When I made the song The Proud, you know, I was specifically saying in The Proud, you know, like that I don't really deal with the politics, and that I don't, you know, you wouldn't really find me criticizing politicians in that era of my career. You know, I've talked about social situations, in the song Take It Back, you know, I'm talking about human life way more than I'm talking about politics. Now, as far as my support of President Obama, he's the first politician that I've come out and support, and I feel like he deserved my support. And it was a big deal for me to come out and support him, because I've been very careful throughout my career to not only not support politicians, but to not talk about, not be critical of politics. You know, when you listen to my records, you might hear me mention the name Giuliani, But Giuliani is a social cultural figure in the city I'm from. I wasn't talking about his skills as a mayor. And in the realm of politics, you can make the argument that Giuliani cleaned up New York City. But in the realm of reality, which is bigger than politics, that's not necessarily a true argument. Because, yeah, he made New York City more Disney-ified, but the amount of people that he arrested, that he wrongly arrested in that time period, the amount of, the amount of just, freedoms that were stripped away from people in that city in order for that to happen, for it to look like the city is better, is really a lot that needs to be thought about and considered as well.